Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome. Happy Wednesday, March 2nd. Oh, this is the birthday of Grandma E. That's the Silver Fox's mommy. Ah, she was an incredible human being. And we do miss her. And she wore her heart on her sleeve. Happy birthday, Grandma E. Know that you're loved. Dobro jutro. By the way, it is freezing cold in Chicagoland. And they're predicting more snow. So right after this show, this is usually my fluff-off day, do-nothing day. That means get caught up on things that I didn't get a chance to do last week. And I said, we are going to go au contraire. We're going out and get all of our chores done because, believe it or not, they're predicting more snow tonight. And I live in the suburb of Chicago. Chicken in the car won't go. That's Chicago. Oh, I'm just a stone's throw away. If I have to get there, it's about 20, 25 minutes. But when you do, when you're live on Internet Blog Talk Radio, I could be anywhere in the world. I could be sitting at a tree top. I could be in a cave. As long as I have my digital connections, I will reach the world. Did you know that when you log on to blogtalkradio.com, you're discovering what the world has to say? Our world is shrinking. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Now, my shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I. And scroll down on the left-hand side and click on any of the buttons. And yesterday, our topic was Leap into March, and it was on the 29th. It was National Pig Day. That was to give pigs the rights of domestic animals. How did you feel about that? And tomorrow, March 3rd, this is national. I want you to be happy day. Do something to make someone happy. Can you do that? Even if it's yourself. And on Friday, March 4th, hug-a-hug-a day. That is the day for you to hug a veteran, a GI, a soldier. Anyone, hug yourself. But let's get back to March, Women's History Month. Now, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You can email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on simply ageless.net and kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of Z buttons. And be sure you click on video and Roger Plummer and I, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Our bags are packed. It's an original. It's divine. It's entertaining. It's mesmerizing. Watch the video. Scroll down, books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, written by a fearless lady, me. I've shared all of my methods, my secrets, my techniques with you. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the Fountain of Youth. And had a conversation this morning. And one of my dear, dear friends, my mastermind group that I have, I surround myself with people that are brilliant in many areas. And she said, well, why don't you call these doctors that are experts in aging? And I said, oh, darling, I have, but I never get any response. I wonder, is it their ego? Because, you see, I have years on them. I have one or two decades on them. And wouldn't they want to learn about Accupress and how to release all the toxins in your body? We age because our blood becomes like, well, that's another show. But remember, our bodies and brains don't age. We do by our choices. To get the book, you want the e-book, you have to email me, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, and it's affordable. Now, if you're going to use it, you see, I had to take it off the net because too many pros were using the book and using my stuff and not giving me credit for it. Ah, boo-boo, sramisa. That in Croatian means shame on you. What you do, if you're going to use anything that I send to you that's in the book, at least give me the credit for it. Say, this idea, this technique has been brought to you by Kathy Watson, author of da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Isn't that fair? Or you could get the soft copy book. It's nonfiction. Scroll down, choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Not from Hollywood, here. Get it through Author House. Oh, you'll love their stories. Scroll down to 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. The 101 of us did this. You won't put the books down. And I'm chapter 3, The Passionate Warrior. Why would anyone take glamour out of aging? Aging has been theorized, spiritualized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. Why not? You could be sexy and sensational 60, 70, 80, and beyond. Get with it. You're living in your little box? Take the lid off. This is Women's History Month. Oh, go back up. The Heart of the Lion. Oh, I want that to be a movie. I want to give birth to my dream. We all have dreams. And what we do with our dreams is as individual as our fingerprints. Dreams of happiness, for instance, can take many forms. For one, it could take the form of being an actor or actress. Or it may be a person who wants to become a physician, a psychologist, or even a minister. Sometimes our dreams turn out in ways that we never expected. I remember on the Forbidden Red Hill, I would sing and dance my heart out. I had no idea where I was going. I wound up being a speaker on international cruise. I have seen the world. I wound up being a talk show host, award-winning TV, and a performance artist. In Emily, I played Deirdre, and then Love Letters. Oh, and Frank DeMarco. I called him today. The retired iron worker who was Andrew Makepeace Last III. 10 years ago, we did the first play, and he was Andy, and I was Melissa. It's time to revive that. That's another dream of mine, and I'm going to use my girl power, woman power, to make it happen. The Heart of the Lion, is it going to be a stage play? Mitch Movidit, we'll see. My heart is still broken. Tom left us in September of 2015. You know, I can't believe that he's gone. But let's get back to March, Women's History Month. Fearless women exemplify success. And I want all of you to know. Oh, the Heart of the Lion, get it at Ex Libris or Amazon. And 101 Great Ways, that's Amazon or self-growth. These are books that you have to have on your desk next to you. Next to you. Okay, let's go to Fearless Women. I want you to know that there is not one successful man that didn't have the backing and the emotional support of a dynamic woman. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Guys, you couldn't exist without us. Women, almost anything, because we've proven it. I have to do a little sidebar now. I think this was in the 90s. I was asked to do a big fundraiser in Denver, Colorado. And they wanted it to be on woman power. So I ran to the library and I got all the books about the history of women and the advances they made. Do you know? I couldn't even get through the first book. I had to take them back. I was crying hysterically. Do you have any idea how little respect that we got? Now, let's go back to 1978. Steps were taken to make Women's History Month possible today. In the early 19th century, women were made to feel as though they had no true purpose in life. You know, we were treated worse than second-class citizens to men, and were only considered good for keeping the house clean and feed the children to procreate. That is not acceptable to me. It's important for our society to be aware of the extraordinary breakthroughs women have made throughout time. Do you want to weigh in on this? 347-637-3789. Oh, we've come a long way, baby. But you want to know what? You have to know this about me. I'm a solo entrepreneur. Don't ask me. I had no role models. I just followed my dream, followed my heart. And I really think it was the hand of God that directed me. And I kept hearing about all of these women moaning and groaning. We have to break the glass ceiling. Why? Look, if men need to know that they're so superior, let them. I don't care. I did not sleep my way to the top in haute couture. In anything that I've done, I did not sleep my way to the top. I did it because I had passion and I was good at what I was doing. So instead of competing and comparing, look, it's a man's world. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? We allowed it. And if you don't have the guts to really be solid in your thinking, that's you. I can't help that. Yeah, I lost a couple of good jobs in the world of fashion because I wouldn't sleep with the guy who signed the paycheck. And, oh, when I think of him, his first name was Harry, I want to go, oh, you've got to be kidding. He stunk to high heaven to begin with, and he was about seven feet tall. And I thought, how dare you? How dare you? But I have to tell you, I had to send the books back. And when I opened the fashion show, I could see it in my mind's eye. It's so clear. I had to tell them. And I said, guys, don't take this personally. You know that you're loved. But let me tell you, the way women were treated on, even today, the domestic abuse, why? Why are you taking that? Why are you taking it? Oh. Women and men are equal in many eyes today due to the information learned during and because of Women's History Month. If you're interested in learning more about Women's History Month, you could go to the Women's Study Department or go online on the internet and just Google Women's History Month. Huh. Did you know that in the early 19th century, women were not able to own property, sign contracts, or vote? Women were never to be seen in public alone, nor were they permitted to speak in public, despite the hurdles women overcame in the 1970s. The history of women and their accomplishments was still not a part of the kindergarten through 12th grade education. Without us, you guys would be nothing. Yeah, I know you have your good old buddy system, but at the end of the day, who do you come home to? Your mommy, your wife, any female that will support you. The Education Task Force for the Status of Women decided to take a stand. They created a National Women's Week in 1978 to be held during the week of March 8th, which was already declared National Women's Day. Let's see, am I doing a show on the 8th? No, that's a Monday, but we'll talk about it. The week received received amazing feedback of real women essays and the support from grammar schools, high schools, and colleges. As time went on, Women's History Week went national and was taught in many schools all over the U.S. Within a few years, thousands of schools were celebrating Women's History Week and were supported by governors, school boards, city councils, and even the U.S. Congress. Though women were enthusiastic to have a week dedicated to their struggles and hard work, they decided to push the envelope a little bit more. In 1987, a petition was given to Congress to make the entire month of March Women's History Month. The petition was a success, and now, each month, oh, hallelujah, we celebrate Women's History Month. We should celebrate women every day of our life. The celebration for this month becomes more extensive each year, and a lot of what happens has much to do with the steps schools take to support it. The popularity stemming from Women's History Month has caused the past heritage of women to be recognized once again. There are many groups of societies who support Women's History Month, such as the U.S. Girl Scouts. Now, it goes on. Hopefully, as time continues, we will learn more about the history of women. It may not seem like a big deal. Women's History Month is a great thing. It's important for our society to be aware of the extraordinary breakthroughs women have made throughout time. It's a great way to spread awareness, educate our children on the impact that women have had on our culture. Women of our past did more for our rights than we could ever imagine. I salute all of you women. I salute you every single day of my life. Success! Fearless women. See and start. Unrelenting. Commit to commitment. Energy, enthusiasm. Sustain. No waffling. See you at the top. Fearless women, fearless, enduring, admirable, resilient, lovable, energetic, simply sensational. Women, ongoing, movement, embracing nations. Passionate Olympian women, embracing receptiveness. Embracing rapture. Embracing refinement. We are absolutely marvelous. And why should there only be 1 month? I know that we've made a lot of progress, but you know what? Darlings, listen to me. Don't spend your time competing and comparing. Just be the very best that you could be. And you will see you will reign supreme. You will just reign supreme. You already do in my eyes. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It's sponsor-driven, but I really think of them as my partners. We have each other's back. I love promoting Ironworkers. I love promoting Impact. I love promoting the Hoffman Estates Park District, so on and so forth. Edith Nam, Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Do you see how diverse it is? You can be part of the consortium. It's a 10-week introductory offer. It's affordable. Can you invest in yourself? Well, that's your choice. I have nothing to do with it. It's your choice. But you see, Blog Talk Radio is a learning curve. And it's a powerful marketing tool. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Manly Men, Ironworkers, and Impact. Titanics bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a better informed world. That's Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Pro Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Dom Perignon of the trades. Ironworkers, you want a career or a job, you have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. Did you know that Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They stood on top of the mountain in 2009 and took the Olympic gold medal for excellence in park districts. The 50-plus consortium, directed by Rika Cuff, Bored and Lonely, it's your own fault, pick up the mirror. You're the creator of your life. Log on, heparks.org. Ooh, tax man cometh, Greg McIntyre. Our personal CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. Oh, yes, stress, toxicity, trauma. Anger releases toxins in our body. And I want to tell you something. They're leading factors in premature aging and even death. Get the book, The Elixir of Youth. See, because it's of a spring chicken. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote a book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. March 2nd, at the end of February. Did you have enough money to pay your bills? You know, more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. Have you been downsized? Pink-slipped? Are you a solopreneur? A senior? Do you want to start your own business without, has that always been a dream, you know, that fire-in-the-belly desire? There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills. And while you're doing it, it offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself, but you have to believe in yourself. There is a formula, and you need to get in touch with me for the formula. It shall be my pleasure. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Girl power. There's a book out, The Fearless Women, Fearless Wisdom. And it's available. You'd have to log on. I did invite Peggy Kentz, but it was at the last minute, so I'm so sorry, Peggy. But let me read you a little bit of foreword that just mirrors my thinking. Throughout time, women have been challenged by fearful and overwhelming obstacles on their journey to success and happiness. Today's culture is no different. Yes, it's a time for change. Hey, you women, you can move through your fears and reach your dreams. They will not only change themselves, but they will change the world. Now, in the book, it shares Fearless Women, Fearless Wisdom, shares the portraits and stories of 40 amazing women who have transformed their life challenges into life triumphs. From childhood trauma, physical and emotional illness, to near financial devastation. These courageous women are mirrors and examples for all of us. Their stories show us that in order to create conscious change within, we must face our fears and walk through them. You will not be able to put the book down. Fearless Women, Fearless Wisdom. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And you know, the greatest of journeys start with a dream. What's your dream about promoting women in this century? The way I see it, there are two kinds of dreams. One is a dream that's always going to be just that, a dream, a vision that you can never really hold in your hand. There's a dream that's more than a dream. It's like a map. A map that you live by and follow for the rest of your days, knowing that someday you're going to stand on top of the mountain holding everything you thought of right there in your hand. That's what women power, dynamic divas, that's what it's all about. Women who are willing to pursue their dreams and willing to share their stories, their challenges, to empower others to succeed. Who do you know? What about you in your galaxy that you're part of? In your galaxy of dynamic women? Who do you know that I would love to showcase on my show? The journey. Do you have the formula to teach people, to teach women how to empower other women to follow their dreams and follow their hearts? What dream do you have still dancing in your heart? What is the true meaning of woman power, girl power? Can you give birth to your dreams by being open and receptive? But you know, you have to get very quiet. Go into your quiet zone and listen. Listen to that still small voice within. You have a dream, you have a desire, and your beliefs are good, then you are mandated to share it with the world. It has taken humanity thousands of years to learn that it has the power to control its own destiny. What is your destiny? No guts, no glory? Share it with me. The show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Until tomorrow, au revoir.